It's Here and Now, and we're following reaction from around the country after today's landmark decision from the Supreme Court that marriage is a right for same-sex couples in all 50 states. I've been in Texas this week, which is the biggest state in the U.S. that until now has not had same-sex marriage. It's also a state that is home to the largest city in the country to ever elect an African-American woman as mayor. Ivy Taylor took office this week as mayor of San Antonio. She's been serving as mayor ever since her predecessor, Julian Castro, left to serve in President Obama's cabinet. I sat down with her yesterday before the Supreme Court ruled on same-sex marriage and asked her about a number of issues, including home prices. The economy here in San Antonio has been booming. Home prices have been going up. I asked her whether she sees that as a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, I think we have an opportunity to get ahead of that challenge to make sure that we maintain affordability. Again, one of the key reasons why people find the area attractive is because of the low cost of living, and low cost of housing is one of the main reasons. We're concerned about long-term San Antonians who may not earn as much and the impact on them. So we actually are forming a housing commission here and trying to be proactive.
I want to ask you about some of the big issues in the news right now. The Supreme Court this week upheld the tax subsidies in the president's health care law, which extended subsidized health insurance to an estimated 1 million people here in Texas. This is a state that has among the highest percentages of uninsured residents in the country. The state rejected the Medicaid expansion under Obamacare. What's your reaction to the news, and do you think it's going to have an impact here in San Antonio at some point?
I believe the extent to which we can have more people have access to affordable health care will certainly be to our benefit if that's how we're able to manage. Without access to health care, you know, it certainly has an impact on our economy and people's ability to participate in, you know, working and going to school. So I'd like to see more folks be able to access those services so they can be healthy.
So it sounds like you're happy with the Supreme Court's decision.
I'm happy that if more people can get access to health care, then yes, I'm happy.
And when the governor, Greg Abbott, said today that the Supreme Court abandoned the Constitution to resuscitate a failing health care law, your thoughts on that?
I don't have any comment on that.
What is your relationship with the state and with the governor?
Well, certainly we try to work real hard to be in partnership with the state because we have obviously a lot of mutual interests. Right now, what we're most excited about is a new relationship with them to partner on preserving the Alamo and coming up with a plan that would, you know, really honor the heritage of that site. So we try to work in partnership.
Google is considering putting Google Fiber here in San Antonio, as they have done in some other cities. One of the problems is that San Antonio is so big, they're looking at the size of how much they would have to put down. What kind of a difference would it make to San Antonio to have that here?
Oh, I think it will make a huge difference for us, for our citizens, for residents and businesses to have access to broadband. So, you know, we're excited about that. Google is not the only company that's looking at expanding their services, and the city's looking in partnership with our utilities on how we can also support that effort.
At the same time, Uber and Lyft, two other big, well-known tech companies, have pulled out of here. They think the regulations are just too much. Is that a disappointment to you not to have them?
Well, certainly residents want to have them here, and the council has always stated that we'd love to have them here. We've just been concerned about ensuring we have a framework that prioritizes public safety. So I've been having conversations with some of the transportation network companies to see if there's a path forward. They sought legislative relief from the state and didn't get it. So now that the legislative session is over, it gives us another opportunity to engage in discussions about how we can get them working here.
What is the biggest challenge facing San Antonio, do you think, right now?
Wow, that's a big question. Well, The biggest opportunity we have, from my perspective, is how to connect more San Antonians to the growth and prosperity that's going on here. We do have a lot of folks here that don't have the education or skills to tap into some of those jobs that are being created. So as mayor, that's really been a strong focus of mine, workforce development, and how can we work with business and industry to and our local education system to ensure that more San Antonians have the opportunity for those great jobs.
Well, which brings me to you, and you've got a very unique story here. You're now the first African-American woman to be elected mayor of San Antonio, and it's the biggest city in the country to do something like that. How did you make that happen, and what does it mean to you to have that distinction?
How did I make that happen? Well, I guess just by working hard and working in the area that I feel passionately about, which is community development and planning and making our city better. I'm an urban planner who started out as a city employee, and so it is a little weird that I've come back around in this position. I hope it's an inspiration to young people. I think in 2015, it can be a little frustrating that we still talk about first. But to the extent that, you know, young minority might turn on the TV or might hear this interview and think, oh, well, she's mayor. I could do whatever I want, whatever I can be, whatever I choose to be. Then I think that's wonderful.
Mayor Taylor, I do have to ask you about something that has upset some people in this community, in the gay community here. This was before you became mayor and you were on the city council, and you voted against some updates to a non-discrimination ordinance that added protections for the LGBT community. The changes did end up going through despite your vote. But do you regret that vote, or do you feel that you would have done that again?
I don't regret that vote. The context, or you know, some of the concerns for me were that we were focusing not just on the City of San Antonio organization, because in 2011 I had voted for domestic partner benefits, but in 2013 the ordinance was going beyond that to businesses that the city contracted with. But since I've become mayor, my focus has been on, you know, how we can implement the ordinance that was passed, because regardless of whether I voted for it, it is the law of the land. And as mayor, it's my responsibility to uphold it. So I've created an Office of Diversity and Inclusion. I have an LGBT advisory group that's been guiding me in how that office could be set up, and they've expressed their desire to be working in partnership with the other protected classes as well.
But even after that vote, you came out and said you didn't think that the issue should have been debated at all. You thought it was a waste of time, which some people took offense to.
Yes, and I talked with the advisory group about that, and I have a better understanding of, you know, why they felt that way. My focus and emphasis as an elected official has been on, you know, making strides and progress in those areas where I know we here at the local level can make a difference, things like infrastructure, our economy, education. So it's very challenging sometimes when you're dealing with issues that are being debated at other levels of government, or where people are very, you know, emotional or have a, it's held closely to the heart. So I want to make sure that people understand that I don't believe in discrimination. I think everyone should be treated fairly and equally, and that we as a community have to learn how we can work through these difficult issues.
One more question. Your predecessor, Julian Castro, is now serving the federal government, and some people are saying, is he going to run for vice president along with Hillary Clinton if she becomes the nominee? Do you have any inside information? Is that something that interests him?
I have no inside information on that.
Would you want him to do that?
If that's what he would like to do, then sure.
But what would it mean to San Antonio if you had your own former mayor on the presidential ticket?
I'm sure for the city in general, it would serve as a point of pride.
Well, Mayor Taylor, we've had a lovely time in your city. It is a beautiful city. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. We're glad that you are here with us.